What does the meeting industry of the future looks like? Carmin Ball is an international authority in the field of meetings and predicts the trends for 2015. Hi Carmin, welcome in our show.
Thanks, it's a pleasure to be here with you.
You did predict some trends for 2015 for the meeting industry.
There's a lot of things happening. I've been looking at meetings technology full-time for the last 17 years, and right now is an amazing time. It's one of the most exciting times I've ever seen. There's an explosion of new ideas and new ways that technology is changing events. I think that events are going to change more in the next 5 years than they have in the last 15 years. One of the major drivers for all of the change is mobile technology. I think that is it's something that has gone into mainstream. A couple of years ago, I made a prediction that it would be mainstream by now, and it has. I think most events now have mobile event apps for them, especially the larger, the more likely it is. But it's the big change that has happened is that even technology laggards are now carrying around smartphones. So everybody has a smart device to carry around, and that becomes a tool for engagement for a whole range of things. And so we're going to see it in this coming year be increasingly adopted into the basic way of how events are managed.
But does that also mean that we are looking at things like iBeacons and things like that?
iBeacon is definitely going to be one of those areas that is going to change. Right now, a recent poll indicates that meeting planners have been interested in replacing paper at events, and that's a good first step. But there are so many areas that have not been tapped into that it's a those are the things that we're going to see. Beacon technology holds great promise for how people will be engaged. There's a saying that every touch is trackable on a mobile app. Well, it can go to another step where actually every movement can be trackable. And that may sound like Big Brother, but the analytics that come out of that can provide a gold mine of information to the event host, but also provide great benefit to the meeting attendee to be able to connect with others, so phones connect with beacons, and to find out where a person that you're trying to find is, or to find your way through an exhibit hall, or to get geo information based on where you're at, or just some of the few things. You can automatic check-ins, you can have to send out polls to people that are specifically in the room without them having to open up the app. They can get a pop-up alert. There are many ways that can help. But I think beacon technology is going to be one of those big trends. We're going to see big changes in this coming year.
But mobile apps, iBeacons, and so on, that all leads to big data, and that's one of the next topics.
I think so, and kind of the step between that is that what mobile apps provide is a very strong set of analytics. I used to call meetings the black hole of event data management because you had computers before and after, but not during. And now you have a huge amount of potential data that you can find out what people like, where they're going, what they're interested in, what they don't like, what the social media buzz. And so that analytics is ultimately going to be considered one of the most important benefits of a meeting event app. But that ties down to the larger scheme of big data. And big data can be seen at a couple of different levels. So traditional big data is about large corporations search combing through huge databases of information to find out people's behavior and so forth. But that can be applied on an event scale as well, especially when you have mobile apps coming in to provide a lot of that data. But what they register for, what they're interested in, who they connect with in the exhibit halls, these are multiple points of data that an event attendee gives when they go through. And that information can be very valuable on a large scale to see what people are doing and what they like, but on an individual scale that they can provide the event host and can provide more targeted, relevant information to the attendee during that event or in future events.
But are we as a meeting industry already ready to interpret this data and to really work with it? Because I see a lot of companies collecting the data but not doing anything with it.
Well, that's the challenge, is that how do you data is easy to create. They say that information is cheap, but knowledge is dear. And that's the challenge, is being able to convert that information into useful information that can be acted upon. And I think that that's where the meetings technology companies need to really step up to the plate and realize that this is an important area and refine their products so that it can be delivered to them, this information can be delivered in a better packaged area way so that they can use it more easily.
But one of the risks of all the data is, of course, data breaches, hacking, and things like that.
This is an indication of the time that we live in. I think there have been some major data breaches this past year. I mean, what Sony is going through right now is a perfect example of corporate data breaches. And the challenge is that the hackers are getting more sophisticated, and these are not just and it's more sophisticated and much more prevalent. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that is going to reach the meetings industry. It's just essentially a word of a caution when I made that prediction, is because on a meeting basis, meeting hosts really need to make sure that the data they're collecting is protected, and kind of on a base level, make sure that it's PCI compliant, mm-hmm. payment card industry compliant, that their registration company is with that. On an individual basis, we all need to become smarter about not clicking on unknown links and making sure our virus protection is up to date and all those standard things. But it's the reason why I mention it now, I think, is because you've seen in this past year an increase in this activity. And I think it's just a matter of time when they're going to be trying to tap into large meeting databases and glean that information for identity theft mm-hmm. and other reasons.
One of the other things I wanted to talk about with you is Skype just launched its new real-time translation service, able to translate conversations between English and Spanish, I think it is. This opens a lot of opportunities for our industry.
We have come a long way from voice recognition, and real-time translation is something I think is, especially for meetings, we are living in this international world where the thing about meetings, we bring people together, and hopefully we bring people together from all different societies and nationalities and languages. And the challenge is that the language barrier in some cases with that. Mm-hmm. And I think that all the tools, the Google translation tools and WordLens and these different ones are steps in that right direction. But with Skype coming out is a perfect example of this. It's still in its trial stage with that, but it's but it indicates where things are going. In these next few years, the Star Trek Universal Translator is going to become a reality. We'll be using our mobile devices as translation instruments to be able to speak to anybody in any language in real time, or almost just with a few seconds lag. Yeah. And that is going to change the dynamics of the world, but particularly for international meetings. And the world's becoming a smaller place, and these tools will eventually, I think, replace the translation booths in the back of the meeting room for international meetings.
But for all that kind of technology, you need a fast internet connection. And even in 2015, in a lot of events venues, it's still a problem to get good free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, and when you say free Wi-Fi, it depends on what you mean by that, and mm-hmm. that's true. I think that what's happening, it's we've seen such an explosive growth in meeting event apps. Surveys that have come out is 3 years ago, fewer than 9% of meeting planners were using mobile event apps. The latest survey that has just come out is that 85% of meeting planners are currently using or will soon be using mobile event apps for their event. And so that's a huge explosion. And it's kind of like the snake trying to get its jaws around the rat when they're going through. And we're in that expansion phase right now. And we're getting to the point where we're starting to digest this huge explosion of bandwidth usage, and things I think are going to get better. But still, the problem is the larger the event, the more likely that you're not going to have satisfactory Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. And when you say free Wi-Fi, you know, there is a cost for that. And I think that people expect to have the same quality as in their homes with the capability, good quality, easy access, free Wi-Fi. The challenge is when you're in a large event, you say, imagine a meeting room of 1,000 people, and everybody at the same time wants to pull out their mobile event app and interact with it. Yeah. That's a huge demand on bandwidth, and so I think that there are compromises to be had from the venues and the meeting planners. And I think that at least the near term, the compromise would be throttle bandwidth. That if you want a kind of a base level that you can answer email and tweet and do those things, that's provided throughout a facility for free. But if you need, you know, if you want to stream HD video and people are having heavy demands on it, then I think the meeting planner would expect to pay some for that. It's because it is a cost, and most meeting venues are for-profit entities, and so they do need to make something on this as well.
Sure. Maybe a last one to conclude with. One I find very interesting is everything to do with drones, aerial video and things like that.
It's new, and there's still some regulatory hurdles to go through with this. I've seen examples at in the article on my website. I have a number of links of examples of aerial photography, drone photography, and it's a whole new perspective. I mean, you can look at things. You can float through, for example, you can float through a meeting space and photograph it in a way that you could never do before. It was impossible. Even if you used extensive photography setups, you just couldn't do it. Now you can float through and get a really good view of what the event space is like, and then fly outside and see the whole outside of the facility. But for using for events, it is there's some spectacular footage that you can get for that. There are liability issues though if a drone fails and falls on someone. Yep. It should be proceeded with caution, and there may be regulatory hurdles that are coming, but that being said, it still is a whole new perspective of photography that could have applications for events.
Okay, Corbin. Thanks for all your insights in the future of our industry.
Very happy to help.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.